I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. All right, happy April 16th. It is that day. 2024. It's 10:09 a.m. Can you believe that shit? It's the earliest show I've recorded in forever. Let's look. I'm going to scroll down and see when the earliest... Let's see. Let's control F this. Hold on. I got to know. Let's see. It's going to take way too long. It's going to take way too long. Never mind. I don't remember the last time I recorded before noon was. Anyway, didn't go into work today. Didn't want to. So, yeah. So, here's the thing. So, I've been thinking a lot about the goals that I've set as far as the time goes, like the time frame of achieving them. And, for example, the biggest goal or the longest, or I guess the most far out goal that I've set is this show, which is episode 7305, which is 20 years. So to think in terms of my first real big goal with everything that I'm doing now in this phase of life is a 20-year goal. To when I frame it and that's the forefront of everything that I'm doing, every other goal seems so tiny in comparison. And what I mean by that is in the past, I used to think, holy shit, it's going to take me 1 year to get up to X amount of income or X amount of clients or blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's going to take me 3 years to, oh, that's not worth, you know. And that was my line of thinking then. But now, this first goal, the one that I've been working toward every single day, I haven't missed once, is 20 years. So when I'm listening to podcasts from Andy Frisella or Chris Williamson or Andrew Huberman or Goggins or, I don't know, just various other podcasts I listen to, Alex Hormozi, School Greatness, you know, when I'm listening to those, and they're talking about how people expect things to be happening overnight, but it actually takes 5 to 10 years. In my head, I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I'm gunning for 20. So 10 sounds a lot better, you know? That's such a... It's just funny, the frame of mind that you can just... You can have by just swapping the way that you look at everything. You know, because if this is a 20-year goal, then everything else that's that's lower than 20... It just seems so much better, you know, because in my head, 20 years from now, I'll be 46 and, well, it's actually 39 and a half years or what? Whoa, hold on. I just messed it up. It's 19 and a half years. So 19 and a half years from now, I'll be fresh to 46. Still got my whole life ahead of me plus a couple years and I will have all the experience, blah, blah, blah. But what's going to happen before that 20 years, you know? So to think that I could have a full-ass business, I could go 7 years hard, we'll go 6 years hard as hell on a business, it fails, I lose everything. I could do that three full rotations of screwing it all up and losing everything, and I don't plan to, but I could, and at the end of that, I would still be 2 years short of this 20-year mark. And I'm not saying that to be all pessimistic, but you know, 6 plus 6, 12, then I have 8 years left. So that last run could be the one that takes off or whatever. And it's 8 years and it's great. And I'm still right on track with the goals that I set, you know? And so I think the whole point of me sharing all this is it's so cool to think or to have or to hear, excuse me, when other people say and talk about their goals or talk about how you need to have the expectation that's going to take a lot longer than you think. For example, Andy Frisella talks a lot about that. One of the things he wishes he would have known a lot sooner is that it's going to be a lot harder and it's going to take a lot more time and you're going to have to make a lot more investments and sacrifices into yourself than you think. And I honestly feel like I'm there. Like I feel like I know that it's going to be extremely difficult, but that's also subjective. I also know that it's going to be, you're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices, but it depends on how you view those things to be sacrifices. Like he talks about a lot of not going out with your friends, missing birthdays, missing holidays, whatever, and like call me a piece of shit, but I already do that and I'm content with it. So not really sacrificing shit there for me. You know, missing times out with the boys or whatever, buddies, and call me a sad, poor little guy, but I don't really have that many friends. So I keep to myself and I work on my shit and I like it. I'm very happy. So don't got to worry about that. And then birthdays and stuff. I don't know. I guess I'll go to those. But anyway. And so anyway, when he's talking about how it's going to be a lot harder than you think, it's going to take a lot longer. And then he goes on to say it's going to be longer than 3 years, might even be five, might even be 10. I'm like, oh shit, 10? That's 50% off my original goal. Hell yeah, let's do that, you know? And it's so cool because if I would have been thinking this whole time, oh, it's only going to take me 6 months, I can do this. I mean, I'm sure I can make some progress in 6 months, but I'm not going to make multi-millions in 6 months, especially from where I'm at, knowing nothing, especially starting with less than 10 grand and then bootstrapping the whole thing for no other reason than to just learn the game and to get into the game. Like, my goal right now is not to have the biggest company and to make the most money. Right now, it's not. I'm not really sure it ever will be because this new phase here, I haven't thought about money once. I've only thought about money in the context of margin to make profit to then make the products better and to make more product for more people. That's the only time I ever think about money. As far as taking it home and bringing it into, what's up, UPS man? Yeah, you better run. Yeah, so I only think about money in the context of making better products. I never think about it in the way of me pocketing it and then buying a Lambo. You know, I mean, I'm going to buy a Lamborghini, mark my goddamn words, I promise I will. But I don't think about that right now because there's a quote from Gary Vaynerchuk and he says, the quickest way to not own Porsche, the company, is to buy a Porsche. And what he's meaning is the quickest way to not get to that big goal is to, I guess, distract yourself with the smaller ones. Or, I don't know, let's say if you're trying to buy a company, for the sake of this example, if you're trying to buy a company and that company is $500 million and you're working your way up from zero and you finally muster up, you know, $700,000 and then you blow half of that or even more on a car, you just set yourself back so far, you know, and so that's the quickest way to not get there. So, yeah, I don't know. I just think about that. You know, if I were to take the money that I have or that I make from everything now, and then I muster up 200 grand and then buy a used Lambo or something like that, that essentially puts me back at ground zero because I don't have 200 grand anymore. I have zero, and maybe I have a lot more product and I'm able to make that money quicker. But it's 200 grand that's just out of the business into my pocket for something that I'm probably going to drive to the gym and back every other week. I don't know. I also want to get a Urus and make that my grocery getter, dude. I don't know. That's sick. They're so cool, dude. But anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I lost my train of thought, but I just don't think about that stuff. So I'm so focused on building something and creating some sort of impact or connection with people through the products, through the branding and the core values that I have for myself. Because any company that I own or business that I run from here on out is going to have such an extreme focus. Well, I'm going to do my best. I'm sure I'm going to fail and learn a lot, but it's part of life. It's going to have such a big focus on the core values that I set out because I was so blind to all that shit for so long, just so ignorant to how truly important core values of a business are. Because everybody knows when you go and get hired at a place, they say, we believe in yada yada and we support blee blee blee, you know. And it's like, okay, I just want to get a job and make money, okay. It's my goal that whenever I get the opportunity or that I'm blessed with the opportunity to have someone come on board and work alongside me, whenever that may be, that we share the same values. And it's important that if we don't, that they are willing to hop on board with them. And if not, it's okay. They're just not fit for what I'm trying to run. And that's not a dig at anybody. But I feel like that's such common sense now. I mean, like if you go and you join I don't know, a cat club, and everyone's talking about cats, and they all bring pictures of their cats or whatever. And if you bring things of your dog, or you bring your dog in there or whatever, like, you're not a bad person. It's just you don't belong there. It doesn't mean you're not fit for another dog group or another whatever, another pet store. I don't know the shit. Bad example, but it doesn't mean you're the scum of the earth, and you know. But it just means you're not fit out for the cat group, and that's fine. Go run your own dog group and be the best of the dog group. Who gives a shit? But as far as the cat group, you gotta have... This is such a silly example, dude. But you gotta have the best cat, the best photo book, the best tricks, whatever. For cats. Shit doesn't apply to dogs. So in the context of running a business, I think, or hiring people, they gotta be on board with what you believe in. They gotta be on board with the values that you have and the standards that you have. And if they're not, it's okay. But they're not fit for your company. And that's okay. They just got to go somewhere else. So, anyway, it's cool to think that my first goal was 20 years. And so anything, literally anything less than that, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, dude, that's even better. It's better than I thought, you know? So, anyway, that's it. And it's 10:20 a.m. and I still have my whole day ahead of me. That's incredible. I've been awake for 2 hours and I've gotten so much shit done. That's beautiful. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.